Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Got that Holy Spirit with us today. Praise God. Pray that we're able to feel and receive Him. Receive the Holy Spirit today. Today is glorifying our Holy God. You know, sometimes we can get into teaching and elevate ourselves, but it all comes back to, if you really want to grow, growing is glorifying Jesus, bringing glory to God. And glorifying Him in all sorts of ways, all kinds of ways that you can bring glory to God, from spreading His word to lifting up your hands and just being in that closet alone. Praise Jesus. So join us today as we bring praise and worship to our Lord, glorifying His holy name, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When we glorify Jesus, we open up the door and allow the Lord to come into our hearts and lives. Let's lift up the Lord together and feel His presence, the Holy Spirit, by receiving a spiritual healing from our Heavenly Father. For Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. There's power in that. Power when you feel the devil on you, you feel the devil attacking you. Praise Jesus' power in glorifying His name. Saying Jesus. Is this the name alone, Jesus? What power in it? Praise the Lord. Lots of times we can look back on our lives and see when Jesus has helped us. A time when He let us know that you're not alone. And the more we see how real the Lord is, the more we see what He does for us, and you look at your life and you see that path, then the stronger our faith grows. And the stronger our faith grows, the more that we can't help but glorifying the Lord. Praise Jesus. But there's a way just to bring Him in. There's a way to bring in that Lord, and that's to put up your hands and just say glory to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. When you begin to do that and you feel His presence there and you can picture Him, He just comes to you. And I like to think that when my hands are up, I feel the way to describe it, when that Holy Spirit comes to me, it's just almost like a wind pushing on my hands, pushing them back, and I feel the power of the Lord. I feel His presence. Praise God. It's biblical. Praise the Lord. I'm not a lunatic. It's real. Okay. But listen, today I want you to receive all the Lord has for you today. And if there's anything that's in your life that's between you and Him, let's get it out now. Let's put Jesus first. If you've never felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, or if it's been a long time since the last time that's from your last sin to when you called on Jesus, I say let's get ripe for the Lord now, before we go any further. I want you to be able to receive all the blessings that the Lord has for you today. If you don't know Jesus on a personal level, or if you've backslidden, listen, don't be discouraged. I want you to lift up your hands and pray with me through the Holy Spirit. And do it right now. Let's receive Him. Holy Father, I come to You in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me of my sins, that I'm not perfect. But cast my sins as far as the east is from the west. Hold them not against me, Lord, but pour upon me Your mercy. Bless me today as I receive Your word. Praise God. Give me a healing, Lord, that I need. You know what's wrong with my body, Lord, or my mind, or in my life. Come to me in Jesus' name right now, Lord. Cover me with Your blood. Make Yourself real to me. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Amen. I lift up my hands this day. I just feel His presence. I feel that power of the Lord. It's encouraging to know that He's there. Praise God, though, you know, it's encouraging. It's just the love of Jesus in you and through you. When you feel that, Lord, you feel that presence, that Holy Spirit, that anointing, you feel that Jesus, you feel Jesus in you. Hallelujah. And then when He's in you, He's able to work through you. Praise God, from in your heart and out through your eyes, and out through your expressions, and how you treat others on a daily basis. Praise God. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, the Bible says, do all to the glory of God. And a lot of times we pray before we eat a meal, but it says whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do. When you find yourself just doing something, you know you're blessed, thank Him right then, as if it was sitting down for a dinner. But thank Him right then and glorify Him. Praise God. And the more you do this, the more He's going to have come to you. The more you turn to Him, the more He turns to you. Praise the Lord. And it's just wonderful that we get that reaction out of the Lord. And if you're ever feeling lost and like He's not there, and you reach for Him and you can't find Him, just keep pressing through. You know, the devil's trying to keep you from Him, because he knows how much the Lord can heal you. He knows how much joy the Lord can bring you, and how the clarity He can put on your mind. Let you know the decisions that you're making in life. If you should do it or not, pray on it. Praise God. And the Lord being real will reveal Himself to you, and He'll let you know. Sincerely ask. I say to ask specifically exactly what you want from the Lord, in hopes of receiving. But we got to keep that prayerful life with Him. We got to keep that communication going. And sometimes that's just talking to Him. You know, when we realize that just who and what we are in the eyes of God, then we can take our worship to a whole other level. When we realize that how much that He does care about you, how much He loves you, and that He knows you. He says that, for I bought you with a price. He bought you with a price. And He says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Bible says that your body is God's, your spirit is His. And that level of realization of reality, knowing that we belong to God, it makes it that much more easier just to glorify Him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. That's where the Bible says to give. Give out your first. You know, give your 10% before you the taxes. You know, give first to the Lord with whatever it does. You know, and a lot of times of giving to the Lord is doing for others and mentioning Him. You know, just to do good and not mention the Lord isn't giving the Lord credit. Isn't putting that in that other person's mind, saying, oh, it's because of the Lord this person helped me. And maybe that's what they needed to help get them over that edge. Maybe they're just about to fall over the other side. But it took you just to say that, to mention His name when doing a good deed. And that's glorifying the Lord. We're to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might. Praise God, everything that you are. We have God with us. You know, Paul wrote in Corinthians, to the Corinthians, he wrote, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? I mean, don't you know that? That's what he's saying to them. A temple of God, and it dwells in you. That's when Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, after He left, the Holy Spirit will come to be with you always. Till we get onto the other side and see the Lord face to face. We have the Holy Spirit with us. God with us, in the form of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. Living God, the living Word and living God within us. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to your name, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because you're real, Lord. Praise God. I thank you, Lord. Romans 4:20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith, glory to God, hand in hand. Praise the Lord. And stagger when you're unbelief. That's like Peter sinking in the water. didn't believe, and Jesus was right there. Since he turned his heart, his eyes to the Lord, he began to raise back up out of that water. The Lord reached out and pulled him right back up. It's that belief, it's that faith. Faith makes you who you are. Faith makes it depends on how you deal with problems that come up on a daily basis. My worst time in my life. Hallelujah, I was able to smile because of the Lord. Before I had him, I wasn't smiling when things happened to me. I was mad. I was cussing. I was wanting to get even. That's what how we're born with, you know, born into sin. You know, I was wanting to do those things. But after having the Lord in my life and knowing that he's real, that he works for me, that I can pray to him and lift up my hands and feel him and see answered prayers and see friends of mine go through things, and when they turn to the Lord, their lives are changed around. Amen. Tell me that he's real. It's a wonderful life. In John 4:23, but the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such worship, for such to worship him. He wants us to. Praise God. He's great and glory. It's wonderful. He wants us to worship him. Be that oneness with the Lord. That oneness with him. You know, when you get into that meditation, you meditate, and you get everything out of your mind. You work it out, and you just concentrate on the Lord. You say his name, Jesus, Jesus. You bring him in. Bring him in. And just put up your hands, and just know he's there. I know my strongest prayers is when I pray, and I feel him there, and I see, and I picture. Even though he's not showing himself to me right then, I'm picturing him there. And when I do, it just makes it so much real. And I feel this presence of the Lord so much stronger. That it's, you know, there's no end to how strong you can get in with the Lord. To praying through in tongues. There's no limits that the Lord puts on that. That your cup will runneth over, you know, with his anointing. Praise him with tremble and dance, as the Bible says. To praise him with stringed instruments and organs. That's glorifying God through music. You know, some churches I've been to don't believe in music. And you know, no instruments. And that's of the devil, I've heard him say. And it just didn't make sense to me. And those same people would go out and get in their car and turn on the radio. You know, so it didn't make any sense to me at all. And there we find in the Bible, in Psalms 150, that, you know, the Bible talks exactly. That's what you do. You know, he loves music. When you go to heaven, there's going to be music playing. And sometimes that's our strength, you know, is just to turn on the radio and, you know, K-Love or that's a nice one, a new one, or anything that's, you know, gospel, and you just feel that spirit and just listen to it, and it just brightens up your day. You know, TV is nice to watch, but it can be overwhelming after a while, and then mislead us and take us off, and distract us from what, you know, we're supposed to be doing. But the more we praise the Lord, the more we have him in mind, the more he's going to guide and direct our path, and the more we're going to do his work. And then the better we're going to feel, the more people we're going to bless. And it just keeps going that way. Life can be wonderful. It can be very rewarding. If you don't think that you have a purpose, you do. Your purpose is to serve the Lord, to love him, and to worship him, and to spread his word. And as you do it, you'll realize, and he'll just bring out exactly what he wants you to do. But that's the fundamental purpose, the fundamentals. You know, it's like playing basketball. You got to learn the fundamentals. You know, you can't double dribble. You got to learn how to dribble. You got to learn how to shoot. What's out of bounds? You know, it's the fundamentals down before you can get great. It's getting those fundamentals down. That's worshiping the Lord and making him number one. You know, God is a spirit, and that we worship him. You know, that in spirit and truth, we worship in that spirit. He's tangible to us. People think that he isn't, but he is. And those that know it, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, just keep seeking him. You know, and pray and pray and pray and lift up your hands when you get alone. And just talk to him. Talk to him about your day, what you like and what you don't like. But the more you talk, the more you're going to build that relationship. The more he's going to reveal himself to you. And if you don't know the things I'm saying, the more you're going to know, because he's going to tell you. You'll be that person telling your friends the Holy Spirit speaking through you. You giving advice to them, knowing that the advice is totally accurate because you know that it came from the Holy Spirit. So the closer you get to Him, the more you hear His voice, the more you're able to help others. Praise God. Let us worship and bow down, the Bible says. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Kneel before Him. Humble yourself before Him. Exalt yourself, you know, exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. You know, and that's why I imagine when I imagine the Lord and it says worship at His footstool. You know, but I just imagine that He's standing there. And it makes Himself real to me. The Bible warns us in Deuteronomy to take heed to yourselves, that your heart not be deceived, and turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And so it's possible to worship something you don't even know. Say, I idolize. You know, you make it bigger than God, you know, more important than God in your life. It becomes your everything. You see some people that maybe they don't read the Bible at all, don't talk about the Lord, but they got football on every, you know, every time it comes on, and pictures on their walls, and I'm not saying that it's wrong to watch and take part in, because I love it, but when you make something bigger than the Lord, and you make it a bigger part of your life, what do you have in the end? In the end. Listen, you know, you can, you know, my dad told me, you know, on his dying day, and to enjoy life. And I thought about that, but all the joy that he ever had up to that moment really didn't mount for nothing. It was here and gone. What really mattered was his relationship with the Lord. I was blessed that he loved the Lord and he was saved, and I'm blessed that he's in heaven. But I'm saying, that's what matters. In the end, it doesn't matter how much money you made, how many friends you had, how much fun you had. None of that matters. It does not. The real reality is your relationship with the Lord. Your real reality of your soul and destiny is your relationship with the Lord. Did you accept Him into your life? And there's a proof of it. You know, you can say you believe, but that's not enough. Is there proof that you accepted Him in your life? His disciples, He says, you'll know you're my disciple. If you're living by my word, you're going to know. You'll know. You won't doubt. Believing in Him is believing in Jesus is the desire to do, His will, the desire to follow His commandments, to make Him number one in your life. The Bible says that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. And sometimes we can think that we're right all the way to hell. Some people think that they're right and they're lost. Never found. Their life was here and gone. You know how quick it happens. Just a few decades. Believing in your own ways and not the way that the Bible tells us. It's infallible. The Bible's not wrong. Everything you need to know about life is in that Bible. I found that at 15. That's what I told my grandma. I was like 15 years old. And I was like, you know, every question, everything I need is right here. I was just amazed because I'd been going through it. It was brand new to me. Even though I knew about it, I never really read it like it was real. You know, even though I didn't ever think that it wasn't, but I didn't have that connection. And I began to look at it and see that things, you know, these things I can relate to. And realizing that whatever problem you have, it's confronted in the Bible. You get a concordance, and now it's just so easy just to go online and then put in a topic in Bible, and it gives you these verses. So you know right where to go to. Amen to it. That's great. Thing of the Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayers of the righteous. You know, so you push the Lord away when you sin. You don't have Him in your life, and you're not talking to Him on a daily basis. He might see you. You know, He's not going to leave you or forsake you, but He's not going to be near you. You're not going to feel His presence. You're going to really, you know, He might be blessing you, but you're really not going to know it. It's not going to be big, major, wonderful blessings. There's a limit. But it says that He's far from the wicked. The Lord is far from the wicked. But He heareth the prayers of the righteous. Far from you. If you think, well, I'm not wicked, but if you're sinning and you're not making the Lord, you know, the king of your life, and your mind's not on Him, and it's on sin, you're living sin, then you're wicked and you don't realize it. And that's what you are. And you might be a wonderful person with a good heart, but the Bible refers to you as wicked. The Lord is far from the wicked. We don't want Him to be far. We want Him to be near us, to feel His presence, and to watch over us and bless us, and to let us grow. is we worship the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility, is to humble yourself. You know, before we can truly honor our God, we must first humble ourselves. Because only when we humble ourselves, you know, can we see past our own self and our own situation and view and see the glory of God. Get past that, humble yourself. Know that, you know, life goes on without you. I know with my job, you know, and I'm, you know, really liked, and you're just the best, and, you know, whatever in the position I do, you know, people will say, but anyone can. I can be gone tomorrow, and it'll still go. It won't stop. You know, I'm not that significant in this world. Hallelujah, but I am to the Lord. Praise Jesus. You know, I humble myself, because I know where I stand in the eyes of the Lord, because I don't want to be that proud person. I want to be that humble person. I want to be that one that he turns to the Father when I'm standing before him and says, this is my servant that I'm well pleased. I've got to have that. I mean, I have all of life, and you had all these chances, and you get to that point and you go, my God, it's over, and I lost it. I didn't do it. I didn't take advantage of it. Listen, after Jesus was crucified, he came back. You know, 3 days later, we know this, you know, and it was resurrected. But he stayed for 40 days. 40 days after his resurrection. The greatest miracle in all of history had just taken place. During those 40 days, he appeared to various groups of disciples and believers, proven beyond a doubt they had been raised from the dead by the power of God. You know, and Paul wrote about Jesus, you know, that he had wrote that Jesus appeared to more than 500 believers. And, you know, he's walking around and showing, imagine how they felt, you know, and they're right there with him. They thought he was dead, and even though they believed, you know, he got the best of them, and they forgot about the promise. They said, I'll come back. And then there he was and appeared to him. And he was showing the holes in his hands. You know, they were glorifying him. They were praising him. And my God, how much are we going to glorify and praise him when we see him face to face? If I'm saying do that now, let's not have any regrets on your life. Don't regret today. You did things maybe that you shouldn't ever, maybe you didn't follow the Lord. Maybe you didn't seek to his will and just did your own thing. But we got to get on that path. We got to get on that track, that straight and narrow. Praise the Lord, we're hearing him. We're doing for him. We're happy. We're excited in the Lord. He's working in our lives. Take a tragedy and turn it into a blessing. It depends on how you handle it. It depends on your faith. If you're going to turn it over to the Lord, or you're going to let it drag you out and knock you out. I've seen lives devastated from what I've gone through recently. And their lives were devastated for decades. And it's never recovered. Because they didn't turn over to the Lord. Because they didn't turn to him for strength. They just kept asking why, and never stopping long enough to listen. He'll tell you. He wants you to be strong. He wants your faith to be strong. He does. And we may feel pain, but ultimately, God does not want to hurt us. But he wants to help us. God will do wonderful things in your life if you let him. He will never leave you or forsake you. Anything that turns you around from the wrong direction is God's blessing. He's that companion for you. You have it with Jesus Christ, and you will profit, your life will profit if you're a Jesus believer. Live the life of Jesus on the inside of you. Have that peace, that joy, that happiness. You'll have ups and downs, but the joy begins and ends with Jesus. If you continue on in my word, then you will know that you are a disciple of mine, the Lord says. Continue on in my word. You might stumble. Hey, get up and ask for forgiveness and get back on it. You're going to know you're his disciple. Your salvation is based solely on Jesus dying on the cross and us accepting Jesus as your Savior, the gift of eternal life. And once you have it, praise the Lord, you can't lose it. If that's not a reason to bring glory to God and thank him, how, you know, struggle in this world, but you can't lose it. Once you're in his hands, he says, nobody, not even you, can take you out of my hands once you're mine. That's hard to believe. But that's just how the Lord is, how wonderful he is. He don't want you patting yourself on the back saying, I did this. I'm in heaven because I was able to do that. It's about him. It's about you simply believing in him. The hardest thing about gospel is the most easiest, is the easiest thing about it. The hardest thing to understand is just how simple it is to really believe, really ask the Lord into your life, to make him king of your life. Praise God. Everything turns around then. I've gone up and down, but I can always turn to the Lord. I get real angry. I just ask for forgiveness and get over it. And the Lord delivered me from anger. I mean, if you can believe that you can be delivered from anger, you know, just like things, little things would be getting at me and edging me. Maybe from what I've been gone through, you know, with, you know, losing someone really close to me, but it just, you get entangled in that. But I just took it to the Lord, and I just refused to stop until he delivered me. And in the end, when I was just praying, when it finally came, I was just laughing, talking and laughing to the Lord. And I just felt so clear and just such a clarity, and just the weight lifted off because I took it to the Lord. You know, you sin and you feel bad about it, and I hope that you do. You know, if you sin, I hope that you have that conscience that tells you it's wrong. I hope that you feel the heaviness of it, because that means you're on the right path if you feel the heaviness of it. And take it to the Lord. And he says, I'll forgive you. He has mercy. Mercy, praise God. But we got to show it to others. You know, we got to have patience, long-suffering. You know, we got to be nice and thoughtful. Got to love our Lord. Bring glory to his name. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful just to say it? I want you to lift up your hands right now and just pray with me. Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for being real. Come into my life, Jesus, like never before. Lead me, Lord, to where you would have me. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're out there and you're needing a healing right now, if you're needing a healing, whether it's a spiritual healing or physical, or if you know someone that's going through something, nothing too small or too big the Lord can't do. And I'm praying right now for you. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray for these people. I pray for that person, for that soul, Lord, that's reaching out to you, that you know what's going on with them, Lord. I ask the Lord, you go to the root of the matter. Lord, you make them well from the inside out. Lord, you give them that healing that they need, that you mend them in Jesus' name. In your name, I'm coming to you and praying and believing with all the listeners as witnesses. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, he's real. Receive the Lord. You know what? It's not enough just knowing he's real, but I'm saying receive him. Receive him. Ask him to take something from your life and then turn from it. Drop your hands and go, you got it now, Lord. Praise God. I thank everyone for joining us today, and I pray that the Lord bless your life. Until next time, I encourage you to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.